This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to embark on official visit to China on December 2nd. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba holds bilateral meeting with her Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Chengdu City for preparation of Prime Minister's visit. Nepal Premier League NPL to kick off today as 8 teams vie for trophy, and Israel and Lebanon pinpoint each other for ceasefire violations. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to embark on an official visit to China from December 2nd to December 5th at the invitation of China's Premier Li Qiang. Ministry of Foreign Affairs says during the visit, Prime Minister Oli is set to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Prime Minister Oli will also hold a bilateral meeting with Premier Li Qiang to discuss matters of mutual interest. The Prime Minister will also meet Jiao Lezi, Chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of the People's Republic of China. Prime Minister Oli will deliver a keynote address at Peking University as part of the visit. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli will also address the Nepal-China Business Forum, jointly organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing, the China Council for Co-Promotion of International Trade, and the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry. The Prime Minister's delegation will include the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arju Rana Deoba, Chief Advisor to the Prime Minister, Bishnu Prasad Rimal, Economic and Development Advisor to the Prime Minister, Yuvraj Khatioda, Members of Parliament, Senior Government Officials, Representatives from Private Sector and Journalists. Prime Minister Oli and his delegation will return home on December 5th. Meanwhile, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has held a bilateral meeting with her Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Chengdu City. Ministry of Foreign Affairs via social media said both foreign ministers discussed matters relating to the preparation for Prime Minister Oli's upcoming official visit to China. They also exchanged views on various aspects of Nepal-China relations during the meeting. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged all to follow the Buddha's philosophy and education. Addressing the third special convocation and 20th anniversary of the Lumbini Buddhist University in Lumbini yesterday, Prime Minister Oli called on the graduates to present themselves in the society as preachers and followers of the Buddhist philosophy. Prime Minister Oli also expressed the government's commitment to take initiatives to develop and promote Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Buddha, as a holy place. On the occasion, a total of 289 students were graduated. Five people lost their lives and three others sustained injuries in a jeep accident that occurred in Ramisab district yesterday. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Pradeep Kumar Singh, the jeep heading towards Betali of Ramisab from Kathmandu met with an accident at Gokul Ganga Rural Municipality 6 of Ramisab. 45-year-old Ramchandra Basnet, the ward chairperson of Golnunga 4, is among the dead in the accident. 35-year-old jeep driver Hira Bahadur Karki, 30-year-old Kavita Karki and her 7-year-old daughter Swastika Khadka also lost their lives in the accident. Ministry of Home Affairs has warned of taking action against individuals disseminating hate speech, misinformation and disinformation on social media. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Home Ministry called on people not to spread harmful messages that may jeopardize social harmony and public order. Furthermore, the Home Ministry issued the warning amidst rising cases of misuse of social media platforms in the country. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subbagurung has said that incumbent government comprising two major political parties would certainly go for 3 years. Inaugurating a sports festival organized by Kaligandaki Rural Municipality of Sianja yesterday, Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, urged one and all not to doubt the sustainability of the government until it meets its goal of achieving prosperity. He added that Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's upcoming visit to China would focus on the implementation of past agreements. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो। अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudhil has pledged to take forward the Kaligandaki Tinau diversion project in the wake of the court's order. Laying the foundation stone for a modern surgery building of the Lumbini Eye Institute and Research Centre in Bhairava yesterday, noted that a national pride project was immensely important for the development of Lumbini province and said that the court's verdict had paved the way for the project to make headway. The multipurpose project is among the 24 projects identified as the National Pride Projects located in Palpa, Siangja and Rupandehi districts. On a different note, Deputy Prime Minister Paudhil urged one and all not to spread false and negative rumours regarding the operation of the Bhairava's Gautam Buddha International Airport. Underscoring the significance of the international airport for enhancing connectivity, he assured that its operation will not be halted at any cost. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Naval Kishore Sah Sudhi has said the promotion of the fundamental rights of children who require special protection is the priority of the government. Speaking at the centenary celebration of child rights organized by Save the Children Nepal yesterday, Minister Sudhi said that children are not only for future of the country but also a vital part of its present. Minister Sudhi observed a historic milestone of the centenary celebration of the child rights has inspired renewed efforts in this area, urging all stakeholders to remain committed to building an inclusive, child-friendly society. On the occasion, European Union Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, also stressed the need for combined efforts to enhance the rights of children. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a international news update. Al Jazeera has reported Israel and Lebanon accused each other of a ceasefire breach after the Israeli military said they attacked a Hezbollah facility in south Lebanon. Thursday's attack came hours after Israel Defense Forces said they fired in several areas in Lebanon who, it said, were violating the terms of the ceasefire. As per Al Jazeera, Lebanon then alleged that Israel violated the ceasefire terms several times on Wednesday and Thursday. Following the attack, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he had directed the army to prepare for war if the ceasefire is violated. The Israel Defense Forces had this September carried out air strikes against the Iran-backed Hezbollah group and sent troops into southern Lebanon. This was in response to Hezbollah's rocket strikes into Israel to show the solidarity with the Hamas group that had carried out the deadly October 7, 2023 attacks on Israel. Amid the background of this volatile situation, a ceasefire was negotiated by the US and France between Israel and Lebanon. Now a sports news update. The much-awaited Nepal Premier League NPL, a franchise-based T20 cricket tournament, kicks off today, 15 minutes past noon local time at the TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. NPL is being organized by Nepal's official cricket body, Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN. A total of 8 teams are competing for the title. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Likewise, there are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 7.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 19.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to embark on official visit to China on December 2nd. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba holds bilateral meeting with her Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Chengdu City for preparation of Prime Minister's visit. Nepal Premier League NPL to kick off today as 8 teams vie for trophy. And Israel and Lebanon pinpoint each other for ceasefire violations. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.